If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into the show. Early Break on the Ticket. Nick Stainer in for Jake Sorensen, who is under the weather today. Also, it appears Jake Sorensen has agreed to allow me to cover tomorrow.
Is there any paperwork we have to do on this? Is there any sort of paperwork?
There's no paperwork.
Is there an agreement? Yeah, we're in agreement. It's like an agreement's been made that Jake needs to be healthy, and that way Jake can stay up. And can't you just see him kind of tucked in watching the game tonight? Yeah, like that. With a quilt on. Yes.
Pajamas.
Jacob with pajamas.
He did just reach out last commercial break and said, "Thank you for covering. I still haven't left the bed. I can barely move."
Ooh, he's in bad.
I said my follow up response was, "Don't come in tomorrow. The three of us have made the decision." He responded,
"Health-wise.
I see."
And then
came back with probably a good call. I'd be stunned if I even felt good enough tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that is the plan.
Let's just say our prayers for Friday.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll say our prayers for
this
Friday.
This is a spillover, by the way, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's. Bill, you're rocking the new Raising Cane's hat.
We got a bunch of gear yesterday. It was incredible. So I got the hat on today. That quarter zip is remarkable that we got. Mm-hmm. Very colorful. Yes.
So I got a great stocking cap.
Yeah.
Did you?
I did. Darren gave me a great stocking cap.
Did you wear those? You wear a stocking cap?
I do not because I do if it's brutally cold outside.
Like this weekend.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. All right, guys. So feel pretty good about the Nebraska basketball game tonight. You feel like Nebraska wins
handle
double digits?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Not overconfident, just assessing it for
I think
what
the score it'll be a 2 to 4 point game at half.
Okay, yeah, Nebraska's typically a little slow starting.
A little slow, kind of.
And I think a big key, you look back at that Oregon game, and one of the biggest encouragement pieces from last week's Oregon game was the way that Nebraska closed out the first half. And Hoiberg talked about that in the post-game presser last Tuesday, where he said, I thought that was the best we've closed out a first half all season long. And you remember, it was 32-30 at one point. And Nebraska, with Rink Mast on the bench again, went on a 14-2 run to close the first half.
Yep,
and that was kind of the difference. We talk about the middle eight in football all the time. In basketball, it's the middle 10, essentially. The last five of the first half, the first five of the second half. And Nebraska, the last two games, and all season long for the most part, has done a really good job coming out of into the second half really strong. But we finally saw them start to close the first half strong the last week.
Yep, that's helpful. It's just, if you just assess it for what it is, they're a much better team than Washington, and and then you couple that with the home atmosphere, which is a huge advantage, by the way.
Was Washington, did they just come here, or have they been on the road?
So Washington currently comes in with a 10-8 record. They're coming in on a
who'd they play last?
Two game losing streak. They just played on Saturday. It was the third of three straight home games.
So they came from Seattle to here.
Yes.
I was wondering if they were on a road trip.
They are not.
Like, this is like the last game where they're kind of tired.
So they played their last three games, a 7-point win against Ohio State at home.
That's a good win,
by the way. A 10-point loss at home against Michigan. A 17-point loss at home against Michigan State. Mm. They're on the road tonight against Nebraska, then they return home on Sunday to play Oregon.
Okay.
So before going on the road for two straight. Right. So, but yeah,
once
Nebraska.
Again, when you watch them, you'll be shocked. They'll look really good warming up. Mm. Just watch them warm up.
Athletic.
Yeah, you'll be like going, hey, that looks pretty
Big
good.
10 teams
yeah,
are like
yeah,
that.
They'll be like, oh, that looks the part. Oregon looked the part.
Oregon definitely looked the part. The team that doesn't look the part right now is Rutgers. And I don't think Northwestern
did not look the part. No.
Martinelli's good though.
He's good.
Martinelli's
a weird shot. It's an odd. It's like, well, who does he remind you of? Nobody.
Yeah.
He reminds me. I've never seen anybody have a game like he. And it's really good. He can score. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's interesting.
Martinelli was going to need to make 30 shots on Saturday to keep Northwestern in that game. Yeah. But either way, all right, guys, it was a pleasure. I think we're back tomorrow. So
I'm glad. Thank you.
Yeah, yes. No problem.
And let's go over one last thing. Steve has never said you're fat. He's never.
He never did.
He said, but you said
not
today,
that directly.
You said
indirectly
it today early
did.
In the show.
I'm not.
You opened up with that. You never like. Well, you said I was fat, and that's not true.
We'll get out of here. The Drive with AD and myself is coming up next for Bill Bush, Steve Sipple, Nick Sander. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Nanderson Ford. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.